Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show, brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. No idea where he is. I think he's pacing around, actually. Producer Matt, he's here as well. We're having a good time for this Monday. Oh, my gosh. It has suddenly turned into an incredible time for sports. It was the whole, and this was, less than a month ago. When's camp start? When's camp start? When's camp start? When's camp start? When does camp start? It was that. And then the Pirates decided they wanted to get good again. And now here we are, and we are in the middle of it. Woo! And I'm at like, Jim, my happy meter, my excited meter, my energy meter, 1 to 10, 16 today. Especially for a Monday, that's big.
You haven't been under 10 in a long time.
No. What is this sheet I see over here? There's a sheet from an old show.
Yeah. Whose show is that?
Oh. So I don't know. Something on the fax machine, it looks like, and it mentions Cop Out Pierogies. Carl Funtall, our friend Carl down
there. The guy's
there.
In Aetna.
Yeah, you know him? He's an old motorcycle cop.
Yeah. No, I've met him.
He is on the do not mess with list.
Friends with Tab Douglas.
Oh, Carl is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is on the... Would you agree? You know him too, right, Producer Matt?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
What, you had a run-in with him?
Well, he's an
No.
Okay.
Just Shaler guy.
He's an old Shaler cop, and he's a Shaler guy. Carl Funtall, would you agree he's on the do not mess with list?
Absolutely.
The kind of guy that's tough and doesn't have to lift any weights. He's just big.
He just looks big.
He is just... Cop Out Pierogies. Jim wouldn't know. You know why?
He doesn't eat pierogies.
Never had one.
I know. He's aware of that, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, Jim. I know what you did have. You had a lot of fun. Let's circle the weekend. Let's start backwards. Yesterday was the Find Jim's Balls event. Tell me all about it.
I mean, Saturday, yeah.
Or Saturday,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. No, it was fun. We had a lot of people there. And the winning group was the older guys. And it was, they were tremendous. And I should have brought a list of names, right?
That's okay. You meet a lot of people.
It was Gary, I believe was his name. And he won a couple skill prizes and his group won. They could hit the heck out of it. They were good.
Gary Gabriel, did he bring his raft?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't him. But it was fun. It was great. Thanks to Josh and all the folks at the Moon Golf Club, mm-hmm. opened the doors for us, and we had a really good time.
That's really great. Really, really great. You were the star of the show. I saw there was a still photo of you on the Instagram page, 937 The Fan, holding court, laying the rules out, it looked like, beforehand.
That was the only picture I saw. They took a bunch of photos out on the course. I don't know where they are, but it was really good. The rain held off for us. So it was actually a perfect day because it was, you know, just warm enough, probably in the mid-70s to 80, and yet the sun didn't beat down because it was overcast to the point where it wasn't gloomy, but it was just very pleasant.
I played out there at Moon a couple times. I played with Jim Duzik, our friend from Robert Morris.
That's right, yeah.
Who's one of the funniest guys you ever run across, right? He's a longtime sports information guy at RMU. Yeah. And one thing that's – those planes come in low when you're
they
out
do.
There because it's – by the airport.
Well, we teed off at 8,
uh-huh.
and that was or a little after 8 o'clock, but that was we were fairly early in the morning. And so, you know, there were a lot of planes that were taking off. Like when I played with my buddy Dave Michaels from Dick's a couple Fridays ago in the afternoon.
Dave Michaels Sports Machine.
Yeah, it was more like there were more planes landing, it seemed, as opposed to taking off. But it was, there was a lot of air traffic on Saturday.
Okay, so there's that.
That was a lot of fun.
We had the porch tour, which was, I'm still coming down from it. That was a good time. Really good time, I thought.
Yeah, that was a great idea. Not only do we get to sleep in, but you get to meet a lot of people and just kind of hang out. And it's fun. The same thing with the Find Jim's Balls event, where you see, and what was really cool was that the winners that we had, both and then on the air, and then the kids from Elizabeth Forward, they Coach Chris couldn't make it, but he sent his assistant coach and three players. I figured those guys would win. They
didn't. Sent me a tweet. They said they're having the time of their life, those kids from EF.
Yeah, they had a really good time. There were some young guys, and like I said, some older guys, and we had winners ranging from in their 20s to 60s. And so that's great. I mean, it's just nice to know that we appeal to a lot of different age groups.
Which,
as you said, was the
same at the Porch Tour. We had the guys from next door come over. They're a bunch of kids the same age as Matt, pretty much.
We never talked about this. Should we or not?
How many beers they drank?
No, the guy who won the case of beer.
Yeah, the guy calls
this
in from the Porch Tour.
It was unbelievable. And I thought he was faking it. And so we're sitting, you know, you give out the, you know, the free beer Friday that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I say,
fifth caller.
Right. And all of a sudden we look across this picnic table and this guy's like saying his name and his address and fun. And I'm like, wait a minute. I said, you really won? He goes, yeah.
He goes, they said I was the fifth caller. And he called from the Porch Tour. What's the luck in that? I mean, that's incredible.
It was the same guy that did the cannonball.
He did. What was that guy's name? You know him, Producer Matt.
Mike.
Mike.
Yep. Mike. Cannonball Mike. Those guys were hard at it with those Bud Lights or whatever they had. I mean, they had a bunch.
Yeah, the Icy Lights.
Icy Lights, of course. That's right. Yes, it was Iron City that brought
them. I had one of those after the show was over. Okay, after the show was over, I did try an Icy Light Mango. It's really good.
The mangoes are, I have heard, they are pushing out the door so quickly. And I don't know if this is true or not. Producer Matt would actually know this. Let me think of the chain of sale here in beer. That the distributor, the wholesaler is having to go into the distributor at some places and like buy them back from the store and then to try to get them to other distributors to kind of allocate them around because Icy Light Mango is so hot in certain areas that they're running out of it. You know what I mean?
They'd have to go to the North Hills beer stores, buy them, and then drive them down to the South Hills
to the East or whatever. Like, they'd drive out to Latrobe and be like, hey, can I buy three cases back from you? Because I got to take, a pallet back from you because I got to take it over. Icy Light Mango is like taking over this summer.
Wow.
It is a fabulous boat beer. Like, is it not like a pool and a boat beer?
Yeah, summer beer.
Mm-hmm. Jim, yours went down it went down quickly. That Icy Light Mango.
Probably, yeah.
It's good. I bought a case of it. Really, really good. So that happened. We do have some sad news to report this morning, though, on the Fan Morning Show. I almost said Fan Morning Show Porch Tour. We have some sad news.
You can still win a Porch Tour, by the way.
Yes, you can. I'll have a read for that later, August 10th, so be sure to be registered for that. Gabriella DeLuca, our friend from Channel 11, is like...
sleeping right now.
Yeah. She got a better job. She's working 5 and 6 and 11 o'clock. That's like more prime, right? I think.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the desk now. She's not like field reporting. I think she's like an anchor.
Was this a permanent thing or is this like a summer?
No, I think she's moving up in the world. She's good. So she's doing 5, 6, and 11 for Channel 11. So she's no longer going to be like bandying back and forth with us on Twitter at 5. But... I did send her a tweet back, and you saw this, Jim, and so did you. As long as they don't take Holden, we're kind of okay. If they take Mike Holden, Channel 11 might as well just shut down. They can't take him away in the mornings. That's our guy.
Well, he's new. I think that's where they do put a lot of the newer people, other than weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine he's going to be there for a little bit.
I hope so, because his reports are incredible stuff. My dad owns a bar, and they can't keep Icy Light Mango in the bar. It just pushes out so quickly. That's a text here. That stuff is good. I'm telling you. I bought it. I enjoyed it. Liked it a lot. I'll tell you what. Iron City. Did you notice the Iron City sign or where Route 8 and 28 is? That big marketing campaign? Orange Barrel Media. They have.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're rebranding. They're doing a bunch of stuff.
They're coming back hard.
They are. I'm all in. I'm all in on Iron City. All in on it. Icy Light. Maybe they'll build a brew pub, do a bunch of stuff. So that happened as the weekend goes backwards. You know what? We do need to make special mention because we neglected on Friday. And honestly, sad news. Our thoughts are with Bob Pompiani and his family. His father died.
Yeah.
This was Thursday into Friday, I want to say. And kind of we were having like fun and doing a bunch of crazy stuff and never kind of worked it in during the porch tour, even though that news had come out just before I think we went on the air. And I saw his obituary today. As you know, I'm a connoisseur of obituaries.
Yeah.
Right? And I read Mr. Pompiani's obituary, and we were talking about him not long ago. Do you remember this?
Yes, about shooting his age.
Did you see it in his obituary?
No, I didn't.
So I'm looking at Mr. Pompiani's obituary, right? Pat Pompiani, 89 years old, Hopewell. All right, and so he had this distinguished career. He knew how to play all these instruments. Mr. Pompiani was in the U.S. Army. He was an original member of the Aliquippa Country Club and Beaver Lakes Country Club. It was there he taught his sons how to play golf. And then it says, where is it right here? Most recently started to teach his granddaughter how to play golf. Mr. Pompiani was still actively playing golf and able to shoot his age up until the time of his death. Remember we had talked, and I said, yeah. I think Pomp's dad still shoots his age. This yeah. wasn't even 3 weeks ago.
Well, I know.
But that is quite an accomplishment. What a life that guy led.
It really is. And I, you know, I... Condolences, obviously, to Bob, his brother, their kids, everybody. But 89, that's pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Heck yeah.
That they had him for a really long time.
Heck yeah. So our condolences to Bob. But yeah, we were talking about that. That there may be from, you know what I'm not talking about, like a guy that's a professional athlete. Just a guy that's out there, it's like kind of a weekend warrior kind of athlete guy. There may be no bigger accomplishment for the recreational athlete than being able to shoot your age in golf.
For 18 holes.
Yes. Really. I'm honest. I'm thinking, because you can go play pickup basketball. A lot of dudes can score points. You can hit home runs in softball, whatever. You can't fake, unless you're cheating, and, you know, you'll get called on it. You can't fake shooting your age in golf. Like, you can't, you have two bad holes, you're done. A lot of times.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. That's all it takes.
Whew. So, anyhow.
Snowballs. That's really impressive.
It is. It really is. All right, we continue the pre-show a little bit, top of the hour. Of course, we talk a lot of Pirates. We talk a lot of Tiger today. We get into some nonsense. Jim, this is that was your last weekend before – that was the last weekend before football that we just went through, come to think of it.
Actually, that's true, yeah.
I didn't even think of it that way. It was the last weekend without football until hopefully the Super Bowl for us.
That's true, because Pitt and the Steelers were off the same weekend, I think. Or no, the Steelers had a Monday night game. That's what it was. But it's on.
It is on.
Wednesday. Although I'm giving myself some time off. I haven't figured out exactly when, but.
And you'll play golf.
Probably.
And not shoot your age.
Not even close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.